Last month marked the end of what may have been the largest search ever conducted. 30,000 people from virtually every state, 40 helicopters, a U-2 spy plane, at least 10 other aircraft, and 2 satellites. Of course, this was the search for pieces of the Columbia space shuttle. The effort recovered a remarkable 40% of Columbia. It also unearthed some other things that had been missing for quite a while. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
For Mark Tarabelletti, this was the routine. Get up at 4 or 5 a.m., find a cup of coffee, attend a morning briefing, then head out into the woods to search. There he put on a hard hat, safety glasses, boots for the mud, and heavy clothing for the briars.
And then you'd start walking, and they would map out a line with a compass, and they'd flag it, and you would follow that line in a row. And sometimes the woods were so thick that you couldn't see 2 or 3 feet to the right of you, the next person. You had to a lot of times go by sound.
Tarabelletti is an engineer on the shuttle program. He works for a contractor, United Space Alliance. His team was dispatched in eastern Texas in February. Search groups like his found their share of trash, beer cans, an old bed, a rusted shotgun. In one reservoir that used to be a populated area, divers were sent down. They found an entire sunken Atlantis, cars, houses, refrigerators, logging equipment. Search teams, of course, found thousands of shuttle pieces, but also a few other things of note. One day in Nacogdoches County, Texas, the phone rang in the sheriff's office. A search team there had come across something unusual, a van deep in the woods. Thomas Kearse is the county sheriff.
Due to the location, the fact that it was so far off a public roadway in the middle of some dense forest, they gave us the license number on the van. We ran that through our computer system. The computer system then came up with a hit showing that the vehicle was entered as a stolen vehicle and wanted in connection with a possible homicide.
No arrests yet, but Kearse is happy to have the extra evidence. Another time, the searchers did solve an old mystery, a sad one. This time, the phone rang with word of some old bones. Sheriff Kearse says old bones often turn out to be from deer. Forensic work revealed these were human. It also revealed who they belonged to.
Unfortunately, about a year before the shuttle crashed, there was an elderly gentleman that walked away from a nursing home, became disoriented, and then wound up passing away. We were able to make a positive identification, which allowed the family of that man to receive some closure and be able to give a proper burial to their loved one.
Mark Tarabelletti, the NASA engineer, also found something unusual. One day while his group was picking its way through the forest, a team member approached him with an envelope attached by a string to a balloon.
Being that I was the NASA guy, they usually handed me a lot of their stuff to look at and see if it was important or not. And we opened it, and it basically said, "Boo, this is my balloon. I am in kindergarten. We are having a Halloween party. Please call to tell me where my balloon landed. Thank you. Happy Halloween, Mr. M's class." And it just kind of touched me. I was standing in the woods, tired. This had been about the third week that I was into the search. And we were very depressed, looking for these shuttle parts. And here's this bright letter, this beautiful letter from a fresh young face who was doing some kind of an aeronautical experiment.
Tarabelletti wrote the class and eventually paid a visit. But aside from the shuttle pieces, Tarabelletti says the balloon was the only object of note they found. If you've ever wondered what was out there, what you would find in America if you just picked a square of wilderness and searched, this is your answer. Not a lot. Yes, there are still parts of this country to get lost in, places where no human has tread for generations. Mr. M's class released a bunch of balloons, and this was the only one they got back. The total area covered by searchers combing the ground for shuttle pieces was equivalent to a swath of land a half mile wide, stretching from New York to Los Angeles. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.